Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q4 and year-ending 2018 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar Gaurav. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ryu. On behalf of R Systems, I welcome all the participants to quarter 4 2018 earnings conference call. We have the senior management of R Systems with us in this call. We'll start the call with opening remark on the performance of the company by Mr. Reiki, followed by the financial overview by Mr. Nand and business overview by Mr. Amit Alfiyan. Then we have a closer statement by Mr. Reiki. Subsequently, we'll open up for a Q&A session. Before I hand over, let me read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainty. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future event, or otherwise. Actual results or formal achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. With this, I am handing over to Mr. Reiki for his opening comment. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody. And thank you for being part of this investor call for our fourth quarter and year 2018. First of all, I would like to present an overview of R Systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us in this conference for the first time. R Systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 16 development and service centers worldwide. R Systems now delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries, telecom, media and entertainment, retail and e-commerce, banking and finance, manufacturing and logistics, technology and healthcare and life sciences. Our deep industry domain knowledge combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility, IoT, and cloud help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. The value we help create is comparable to the oyster delivering the pearl. During this year, 2018, we have reported revenues of rupees 700 crores, that is US dollars 102.5 million. We had healthy growth of 18% in INR terms and 12% in USD terms against 2017. The EBITDA for the year was rupees 58 crores, which is 8.3% as against 5.7% last year. Profit after tax was rupees 51 crores as against rupees 22.5 crores last year. The margin improvement is on the back of good traction towards our product engineering and digital practices and rupee depreciation. We served $21 million plus customers during 2018, including five customers contributing US $3 million plus revenues. We added 18 key customers, out of which at least four have a potential to become USD million dollar plus accounts. Telecom and digital continues to be our largest industry vertical with 25% share of revenues. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 323 crores and cash and bank balances of rupees 200 crores. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Reki. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of quarter four and year 2018. The presentation gives details of both quarter four and year 2018. I'll quickly cover quarter four, then move to year 2018. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 192.45 crores or $26.84 million. Quarter on quarter increase of 3.25%. It is mainly due to rupee depreciation and volume increase. We added 6 key customers during this quarter. On run rate basis, including InnoVision acquisition, we are north of USD 110 million now. Getting down to gross margin, it was 34.06% in this quarter compared to 34.23% in last quarter, a marginal reduction of 17 basis points. This slight reduction in gross margin is due to lesser billable days during the quarter as offset by impact of rupee depreciation. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter on quarter by rupees 4.08 crores. It was rupees 47.31 crores in this quarter compared to rupees 43.23 crores last quarter. The increase is mainly due to increase in sales and marketing costs, year-end provisions, and reversal of doubtful debt in last quarter. EBITDA in this quarter was rupees 18.24 crore or $2.57 million compared to rupees 20.57 crore or $3 million last quarter and rupees 9.60 crore or $1.48 million in quarter 4 2017. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 9.48% in this quarter compared to 11.03% in last quarter. Reduction in EBITDA is due to increase in SG&A and slight reduction in gross margin as I explained earlier. Getting now to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 3.45 crores compared to almost similar amount in last quarter. Interest expenses rupees 5.80 lakhs in this quarter compared to rupees 7.10 lakh last quarter. Other income in this quarter was rupees 17.72 crores compared to negative rupees 1.63 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gains. Increase in exchange gain is mainly due to mark-to-market gain on forward covers. In addition, there was one-time reversal of old liabilities of approximate 6 crore in our European subsidiary due to expiry of limitation period. Also, there was one-time reversal of liability in our Singapore subsidiary. Our tax expense was rupees 6.45 crore in this quarter as against 2.89 crore last quarter. Net profit after tax was rupees 26 crore or $3.74 million compared to rupees 12.54 crore or $1.83 million last quarter. Resultant EPS for the quarter is rupees 2.11 compared to rupees 1.02 last quarter. Coming on to the yearly number, revenue for the year was rupees 699.89 crores or $102.47 million compared to rupees 592.64 crore or $91.01 million last year. Revenue has grown 18.10%. This is due to volume impact of 11.73% and rupee depreciation of 6.37%. We added 18 key customers during the year. Getting down to gross margin, it was 32.82% in this year compared to 30.19% last year, an improvement of 2.63%. Improvement in gross margin is mainly due to volume impact, increase in utilization and rupee depreciation as offset by impact of salary increases and investment in new technologies. Coming to SG&A's expense line, SG&A expenses have increased by rupees 26.7 crores. It is rupees 171.95 crores this year as against rupees 145.2 crores last year. In percentage terms, the SG&A's were 24.57% this year, which is almost same percentage last year. The main reason for absolute increase in SG&A are investment in sales, marketing, and investment in digital technologies. We have aligned our sales and marketing team in geographies to address the digital business. We have expanded the capacity to cater enhanced business volume. In 2019, we have further expanded our Greater Noida ICS facility by another 350 plus seats. EBITDA in 2018 was rupees 57.73 crores or $8.46 million compared to rupees 33.68 crores or $5.17 million in 2017. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 8.25% this year compared to 5.68% last year. This year, EBITDA margin have improved due to increased production towards CNG and practices. Rupee depreciation has also helped. Further, with the strong sales pipeline for product engineering and digital practices, we are positive for further improvement in margin during 2019. Depreciation expense was rupees 13.55 crore this year compared to 13.48 crores last year. Interest expenses rupees 26.5 lakh in this year compared to 39.80 lakh last year. Other income in 2018 was rupees 18.77 crores compared to 15.54 crores last year. This year we had an exchange gain of rupees 94 lakhs crores to 94 lakhs compared to rupees 5.67 crores last year. During the year 2018, rupee fluctuated between rupees 63.35 to rupees 74.21 against US dollar and rupees 75.96 to rupees 85.59 against euro. These are the two main currencies for our system. As at Q4, we have total forward cover of $16.80 million with average rate of rupees 71.53 and euro cover of 3.15 million with average rate of rupees 86.43. These have already been marked to market at closing rate of 31st December. Further, the other income was augmented by interest income of rupees 7.43 crores this year compared to rupees 6.23 crores last year. In addition, there was one-time reversal of old liability in our European subsidiary and Singapore subsidiary as I explained earlier. Our tax expense was rupees 11.64 crore in 2018 as against tax of rupees 12.81 crore in 2017. Effective tax percentage for 2018 is 18.57% as against 36.24% during last year. The reduction in effective tax rate is due to SEZ benefits and profits in Southeast Asia and USA business where we are carrying unused past losses. Also last year there were certain prior year tax expenses. Net profit after tax was rupees 51.05 crore or $7.48 million compared to rupees 22.53 crore or $3.46 million last year. Earnings per share this year is rupees 4.14 compared to 1.83 last year. Coming on to the asset side, total receivable as at 31st December was 136.55 crore rupees compared to rupees 120.77 crore rupees as at last year. The receivable in terms of DSO was 67 days as at 31st December 2018, which is almost same as last year. Cash and bank balances were rupees 199.84 crores compared to 162.68 crore at the end of December 2017. We have been constantly generating cash from business, which is reflecting in higher cash balances. As you know, we are in the process of completing buyback of rupees 24 crore. Also, we have recently spent USD 1 million as upfront payment for Innovision acquisition. So cash will be adjusted accordingly. Our system shareholder fund was rupees 3322.90 crore as at December 2018 compared to rupees 270.87 crore as at the end of December 2017. With that, let me hand over to Avirak for review of operations.
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everybody, for being on the call. Would like to give a brief overview of our global operations. We continue focus on select key verticals like telecom, media and entertainment, banking, finance, healthcare, retail, e-commerce, manufacturing, and high-tech. Our digital offering we have been working for last few years is now far more stronger, and that includes data and speech analytics, CRM side, Salesforce, robotic process automation and cloud. We see a lot of potential with our existing as well as new clients. On analytics, we expertise both on speech and data side. Our reports of last few years are showing good promise and good results with our new client. Initial traction from speech has been very good and we are very encouraged about it. We have recently acquired, as Nand has mentioned, a company in analytics, Innovision, based out of Chicago that will further strengthen our presence in analytics area. In mobility, we continue to work on all the leading platform, Android, iOS, hybrid, and lot of clients use us for this scale. Again, on cloud, we are working on all the leading platforms, Salesforce, Microsoft Azure, AWS. Most of the clients either are moving to cloud or plan to move. So this become a very critical technical skill for existing as well as new client. Some of the key win in this quarter, a US-based healthcare company who is developing a healthcare behavioral change solution has engaged our system to deliver end-to-end solution for their mobile as well as the web application. Another one is a leading provider of IT services and solution company that work for government in US, where they have engaged or mandated our system to develop an identity management platform. Another client is again US-based non-profit organization enabling people with philanthropic interest to donate for a cause has engaged our system to enhance their existing Salesforce platforms. Actually, Salesforce has been a trust for us for last about a year, and we have managed to establish a good practice in this area. Another client, again in US, is a Canada-based custom brokerage and compliance company. They have mandated our system for developing solutions for analytics and BI dashboard. Another key customer that we have acquired is an Indonesian company, supermarket chain of building material and home improvement product company, and they have engaged Hybris to upgrade their dynamic ERP platform along with LS Retail solution. In terms of headcount, we have added 385 associates from 1994 to 2379, and this may be, I think, the largest increase of any quarter month either.
In the recent quarter,
this may be the largest addition that we have done. Utilization almost same as Q3. Based on annual basis on geography, US contribute the largest, 58.4, Europe 17.9, Southeast Asia 18.9, rest of the world 4.8. On client concentration, top 10 client contribute 35.3, and the largest client give us 6.2%. With that overview, I hand over back to Mr. Reiki for his closing comment. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Avirag, and let me sum up. We had a strong performance in 2018 with revenue growth and margin improvement. Our investment in digital technologies has resulted into visible results now. We partnered with customers in building robust and scalable products and solutions using cutting-edge digital technology. Our product engineering services have also moved up in value chain, where we are serving legacy businesses as well as next-gen businesses towards their digital transformation. We had a promising start for 2019 with an encouraging sales pipeline. We have expanded our Greater Noida SEZ facility to cater to growth. Further, Innovizant acquisition has also strengthened our digital practice with its niche analytics competencies. We'll continue to invest in building digital capabilities around analytics, cloud, mobile, and IoT around our focused verticals. Our focus for 2019 is to leverage our digital capabilities for profitable growth. We continue to partner with customers in their digital transformation. We continue to maintain a strong balance sheet to invest for our growth. And finally, we are also rewarding shareholders through the present buyback of rupees 24 crores, which is in process. This brings us to the end of our presentation today, and we will hand you back to the organizers for questions and answers.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. A reminder once again to our participants, to ask questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the first question from the line of Rajesh Gupta from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to ask you that for the current calendar year 19, what is the growth run rate that you're looking for, let's say, on a quarter-wise basis, and how much you are expected to close for the year in?
Rajesh, we concluded last quarter with 26.8 million. So on a run rate basis, if you multiply it, we are close to 107 million plus the recent acquisition of close to 3.2. So on a run rate basis, we are close to 110. I mean, and of course, we will be growing as per normal. We do not give any guidance, but I think a normal guidance, normal growth you can assume. So maybe another whatever. We don't give guidance, so you can assume that.
Okay, and as far as your headcounts are concerned, I think you have substantial base in India. Just wanted to understand what is the share of the US, both in terms of the you know, the salary that you pay and of course the number of employee.
In US, we have close to 160 odd technical employees, and in addition, we have our sales team. Maybe, so total sales admin and all that will comprise of close to 180, out of which 160 are billable technical guys.
Okay, and one last question with regards to, I think you stressed also a lot of things on the cloud and the digital. Just want to understand how these development will incrementally bring a better margin. Plus, that will also help you in terms of lowering the employee cost. I mean, what's your view on that?
Yeah, some of these technologies, especially the cloud or RPA analytics, you know, there is a lot of demand in the market. And almost, I will say, all the client or the prospect that we talk to need these skills. So they are going to help us to serve our existing as well as new clients. And I can also say, the rates on these skills to the clients is also higher, and also people are expensive. So overall, you know, this is adding to the value chain, and we will get the better rates, better profitability, as well as employee will also be paid more. Have
okay.
I answered your question?
Yeah, I'm just basically I'm looking for, you know, how this is incrementally bring a better margin for you. I mean, of course, the automation process will also bring some kind of cost additionally. But I think for a longer period of time, this is also going to reduce your employee cost as well. Correct me if I'm wrong. So just wanted to understand your take on that.
See, from a gross margin point of view, Rajesh, these new technologies command at least 30 to 40% higher rate, both offshore as well as on-site. So definitely, this will improve our gross margin. Having said that, the cost of the employees in these technologies is also expensive. But the rates are comparatively better than the cost. So ultimately, it will have a positive impact on our gross margins.
Okay. And finally, sir, what is your view about the overall spending, IT spending globally? I mean, including the, of course, the US is the biggest market for you. So what is your, initial take for the current year as far as the budget for the IT spending is concerned from the, you know, from your client or let's say, you know, or basically industry per se, I mean, overall?
See, the clients we have, we do product development business. Most of the Noida clients are ISV kind of clients. We do product development for them. These are recurring kind of businesses. So the recurring business is on track. In fact, the budget, the requirements are increasing. Some kind of a discretionary spending depends upon the client's financial situation and, you know, the atmosphere and all that. But I think over a period of time, we have realized that, you know, existing clients, we have no issue, and they feel quite, one-off customer may go, some taper down may happen. But overall, we feel we should be able to grow 5%-10%. There should not be any issue on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder once again to our participants, to ask questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask questions at this time may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rekhi for closing comments.
Thank you everybody for joining this conference call and for your time and for your questions. We really appreciate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.